This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
A presentation of Gerritsen Building Supply. Let's check in with the YMCA of Douglas County, Cody Brockelmeyer, the CEO. Cody, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kyle. Thanks for having me.
So overall, how's the Y doing right now?
You know, we're doing great, thanks to the members. Everyone's keeping each other safe and doing what we need to do, and it's a community at work.
Now, how far back was it that you began? We talked to you shortly after you started.
June 14th.
So what projects have you been working on since then?
What we've really been doing is focusing on our internal processes, just kind of making sure we have everything ironed out, slowly hiring the right people. And now we're opening our business hours a little bit. So I'd like to announce that we're now open from 5 a.m. till 8 p.m. on the weekdays. And this Saturday is the first day we'll be open from 8 to noon on Saturdays.
So that was a change. You've been off on Saturdays for a while, right?
We've been off Saturdays for quite a while, so we're finally bringing it back slowly.
And what kind of services are you focusing on as the schedule starts to shift to fall?
So still keeping in mind to keep everyone safe, we have a lot of youth sports programming available, so please look at the website for that, to include PE for all of you homeschool cohorts out there, a lot of new TRX and evening yoga classes, and a lot of updates to our teen center. So if you're a teen and you want to come here after school to do homework or just decompress for a while, we've got some exciting things for you to come check out.
So how is it going for you getting started after really making kind of a big shift in what you've done?
It's been great. Luckily, there was already a good team here for me to fall into. They helped keep me between the left and the right lateral limits, and we've been good moving forward.
Now, what about the COVID-19 kind of parameters? How do they impact the Y right now?
They impact them greatly because we're in close proximity. But with the new parameters, we've been able to say, hey, in the common areas, wear your masks and in accordance with the mandates. My big refrain here is we don't make the rules. We don't break the rules. We just do as we're told. And everyone's been really respectful of that. So loud shout out to both my staff and the members for doing the right thing.
And I guess with your military background, that saying probably just follows pretty normally for you.
Yeah, it's easy for me, but luckily it's been great for everyone else as well.
So what's your favorite part of your work so far?
Mondays are my favorite day of the week. I think I said the last day that we talked, but it's just getting to know everyone on an interpersonal level. We're not just a gym. We always see people here bringing in all kinds of fruits and vegetables and baking for one another, taking care of one another. It's just a great community feel. It feels like the hub of Roseburg when we're here.
So as you've gotten familiar with everything, what if you were to look around the building and look at the programs that are available right now? What's it maybe one of the hidden gems maybe people aren't always aware of?
I think it's going to be when we get into these classes I mentioned in the fall between the evening yoga, the TRX, hiring some more personal trainers. But the long pole in the tent for what I want to do right now is focus on the youth, especially in the middle school. Just a safe place for them to come, decompress, focus on their homework, or maybe just play some Madden and have a good time for a little while.
And for young people, are you seeing a good response during the summer?
We have been. Although we were essential personnel only for childcare, as we bring that programming back, we've got a bunch of sports that are lined up between soccer, baseball, cross country, et cetera. So while partnering with the Boys and Girls Club, a good friend of the Y, I think we're going to really scratch the itch that the community needs moving forward.
And that partnership, is that something that it's kind of enlarging?
I think that it is.
And for somebody who is looking for something, with the school schedule underway and people trying to figure out exactly how to navigate what they do with their kids, maybe after school, before they get off work, things like that, tell us more about what kinds of things are available.
We're really still in the planning stages, but I think what the vision would be is, whether we don't want proximity to be a factor, nor do we want your finances to be a factor. So whether it's youth going over to the Boys and Girls Club, partnering with the local public school districts or things we have here at the Y, we want to make sure that no matter where you are, you have a place to go ahead and just be a kid after school.
Now, in the summertime, it's easy for people to get out and enjoy the outdoors as we shift into fall. Rains will eventually, perhaps, come, and things will cool down a bit, and so a lot of things move more indoors. And sometimes people who've been exercising pretty well in the summer have some challenges doing that in the fall and in the winter. What are some reasons why you'd suggest they check out the Y?
I can't say too much right now. We're a bit in the planning phase, but I think if we circle back within about the next 30 to 45 days, I'll have some exciting updates for other upgrades we're doing within our four walls here all ages.
Seems like it's been a busy time since you've gotten there then.
It's been very busy, and we just keep looking for new opportunities to help. I'm proud to announce also that we've opened our doors to the National Guard service members who are here helping out the community. Free of charge, they come here and they work out, get some physical training in, whatever they need. And that's really what the Y is supposed to be about. So I'm glad they reached out to us and we could connect that.
Neat. Anything else you want to tell folks about what's happening at the Y right now?
Just as a reminder, we're doing our back-to-school special, so no waiving fees between now and the 15th. And we're always looking to hire new lifeguards, swim instructors, people to help in Child Watch. If there's something you're looking to do, we might have some hours for you, so please come check us out.
Cody Brockelmeyer, CEO of the YMCA of Douglas County, thanks for being on this morning.
Kyle, always a pleasure. Talk to you soon.
8:38 Morning Conversation, a presentation of Garrett's Building Supply.